In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, different schedule today, different time for chapel. Must be the last week of school. Whatever happened to the school year? Or perhaps a better question would be, how shall we end the year? Well, why not end it the same way we end the prayer we've been looking at this semester? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. How do you end a prayer in which you have just asked for absolutely everything? Not just food, clothing, shelter, loyal friends, good health, even good weather, but even more than these perishables, you have also just prayed for God's name, for God's kingdom, for God's will, for God's forgiveness, for God's guidance, for God's deliverance from every evil of body and soul. So how do you close a prayer where you've already asked for more than the moon? Jesus wants us to close it with confidence. That is, with faith, knowing that God is both willing and able to do all that we ask and beyond. Our sinful human nature, on the other hand, looks more like the man who was on his knees in front of the empty church, praying loudly and fervently, and after several hours of this, he got up and slowly walked from the church. As he left, the janitor overheard him say to himself, "I didn't think it would work." But because of Jesus, you know that God will hear and answer your prayer and will continue to care for you in the changes that are still ahead of you. After all, the kingdom is his. What does that mean? He has but to speak the word, and it will be done. By his word, the heavens were made, the earth and everything in it. And he sent his word to redeem us from our well-deserved punishment. The word sounded, "Peace, be still," and the howling winds stopped. And the thundering waves stopped. And suddenly all was calm. And the word sounded, "Arise and walk." And the sick and the lame got up from their prone positions, picking up their mats, and went on their way rejoicing. The word sounded again, "Lazarus, come forth." And the decaying body of Mary and Martha's brother was decaying no longer, but walked on earth again. In his kingdom, the word gives us his righteousness, peace with God, and everlasting life. Now that word declares, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the world, Emmanuel." And if there were nothing more, this by itself would give us confidence that he will answer our prayer, for it was his word that taught us so to pray. But his is also the power. If you were able to get help from the most powerful person in the world, there would still be problems that such a person could not solve. But there is no trouble too great for the Creator of the ends of the earth. And His is the glory too. Now there is a glory that is seen. It is seen in the lilies of the field. They're finally coming up. Not even Solomon, in all his glory, was clothed with such splendor, such glory, as one lily of the field. But there's also a glory that is given. On the night that Jesus was born, the angels sang glory to God in the highest. And the whole world might well have echoed such a song of thanksgiving. The Samaritan leper whom Jesus healed, 1 out of 10, returned. Why? To give glory to God. As it is written, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. What confidence can be ours to know, even before we end our prayer, that we will be returning glory and thanks to God. That's how sure we can be that He will hear and answer. Amen. Amen. Truth. Jesus spoke this word, amen, repeatedly throughout His ministry. And although it's recorded in the New Testament well over 100 times, amen is not that often used to close a prayer. Usually Jesus used amen to introduce an important statement, truth. Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Luke 23. But here it is at the close of the Lord's Prayer, but the meaning remains the same. Truth. We can be confident that these requests are truly acceptable to our Father in heaven because of Jesus. And as we leave these halls of ILC, perhaps for the last time, we can also be confident that we are truly acceptable to Him because the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. So with confidence, you can say to one another, as I say to you, I will see you again, whether in this life or the next, because of our Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hymn 917.
Save your brethren through thy dear name we pray. praise God.